your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Well, this is a slightly different focus. At least maybe we're starting to cut into this business of the of these kids carrying knives and screwdrivers and whatever else. Box cutters. Imagine that, the damage box cutters can do in an attack. Anyway, here's an update from today's Courier Mail. Police have caught people carrying machetes, knives, box cutters and a set of knuckle dusters in a weekend wanding blitz in Queensland's night hotspots. Now, officers have been given the power to use the metal detecting devices in safe night precincts and transport hubs following the stabbing death of teen Jack Beasley, Gold Coast 2017. Now, the Acting Deputy Commissioner Mark Wheeler said police had conducted operations over 18 areas on the weekend, including 10 night precincts and 8 transport hubs using Jack's Law, which was recently passed in Parliament. This is the quote, "Concerningly, we've scanned 530 people and detected 8 weapons. The people found with weapons included juveniles, young adults and people aged in their 20s. Now, in the night precincts, people scanned more than 450 people and found 7 weapons. Officers scanned 80 people at transport hubs and found 1 weapon. Here's a bit of a roundup. In the 2-day operation at Ipswich train station last week, 3 knives, a machete. They go out with a machete tucked up their bloody jumper or whatever. And a knuckle duster was seized after 35 people were wanted. Mr. Wheeler said 4 out of 18 people were detected. That's a high rate. 4 were detected with weapons at a police operation Redbank train station on Wednesday. 18 people wanted. 4 of them had weapons. So the break in anything isn't the only nightmare we face. These kids are so often carrying bloody knives, etc. Now, the wanding hasn't quite reached us yet. I think it's up as far as Townsville. Bring it on. Ian Leavers is on the line. He's President, Chief Executive, Queensland Police Union. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, John.
What's your take on this wanding at long last? It's gathering ahead of steam, it would seem.
Actually, John, it's the right thing to do, and this has come about as a result of the murder of Jack Beasley and the tireless work of his parents, and we've been able to assist on that. And we've had a trial in place down the Gold Coast, which has actually seen some great results. And what I mean by great results, we are seeing less people carry these weapons, and it's a deterrent to people, saying that if you're in these safe night precincts or in any public transport or public transport infrastructure, police without cause and with certain permissions, they can use the wand and to detect whether or not you're carrying a weapon which is illegal. It is really positive. And surprisingly, John, what shocks me is when I was down the Gold Coast doing an operational shift about 2.5 months ago, we located someone with a replica Glock, which we believe had been made via a 3D printer. Now, why would a young person need something like that when they're out and about in Cavill Avenue? So this is a greater option, which it sends a deterrent message. You will be stopped like RBT anywhere, anytime. But it's about safety. You don't need to take a knife out into a pub or a safe night precinct, and people are saying it's for self-defence. That's not the case, John. That's not what it is. This is about safety. But none of us are going to go and attack the farmer who pulls into the country pub who's got the Leatherman on his belt. Mm. We're not interested in that, John. I've got to just allay people's fears there. We're not interested in that. You don't need to take it for a night out in the heavily populated areas. And it's sadly, it's legislation we needed. And it would be good if we didn't need it, but we campaign heavily. And as I say, it's in memory of Jack, who lost his life.
Ian, pardon my ignorance, isn't a Glock a pistol?
Yep, that's the same handgun that police officers in Queensland and other parts of Australia are issued with. And when I looked at this Glock, which had been seized, John, I had to pick it up to see whether or not and feel it to know that it was not, in fact, the genuine thing. And it was actually a replica. And I can tell you, John, if someone pointed that at me and I had a firearm as a police officer and they would have threatened me or someone else, I know what I'd be doing, John. I would use my firearm to stop them. But it was a replica, John, which had been made, as we believe, with a 3D printer. So that is really concerning on what is out there.
Now, just quickly to the situation in the streets of Cairns. We've got kids like 10, 11, 12 years of age carrying bloody knives or screwdrivers or whatever. They can be wandered, but are they going to be aware of the seriousness of this if police pick up these kids with these arms? Broad daylight in our city. What's to stop them going home and getting another one? Because there's fundamentally very little the juvenile justice system is prepared to do in restraining them.
That's right, John, and they can absolutely, they can go home and they could go and buy something that they shop as well. There'll be no secret, John, I've done a lot of work on this and we need a wholesale reform. We need not only the criminal justice system to start doing its job, and in particular the courts. I've been critical of the courts because I see both sides of politics say we're going to increase the penalties, we're going to really get tough on this.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I tell you what, you could increase the penalties to make it a 30-year imprisonment offence, but if the courts only issue probation, it's not working, John. The courts are not doing their job, and the magistrates and the judges, they've got to get into touch on what the community expect, because the community are pretty good, and you look at juries and people out there, they will, if you talk to them enough, you will get what they think is reasonable and what penalties should be imposed. But for those who are going out, they know that these people need to be kept in custody and the system is letting us down. But I'll also say the softer side of me, John, says what programs are being put in place to divert these people away from crime? Their parents and caregivers are irresponsible people who shouldn't be left in charge of a house brick, let alone a child. Yeah. And we need all these other things put in place to actually take them away. Because otherwise, John, it's going to take generations to change this, but we need to get generational change. If we leave it for another generation, it'll still be around in 50 or 60 years, John. So we've got to start solving the problem. It's very expensive at the outset, John, but we've got to do some change because just locking people up, some have to go into custody without doubt. But the revolving door, John, it's not working, and we've got to actually change to actually achieve some proper results. And I would also say, John, we need the Commonwealth to start taking away social security payments for these caregivers, which are taking the money when they're not doing their job as a parent, John. If they can't do it, John, I need all levels of government to come in and let's take away their welfare and give it to an organisation or a group which will actually do their job as a parent or a caregiver. But stop letting these people just use having a child too as a cash cow.
Music to my ears. Don't go away. I heard you speaking a couple of days ago about police access to a defensive hold that police can apply with a particularly aggressive offender. You may not have access to that defensive hold anymore. Is that right?
That's right, John. It's being banned by the police service. It's an absolute disgrace. It shows the Commissioner of Police is completely out of touch with frontline modern policing at the moment. The lateravascular neck restraint, that's been around for many years. In fact, when I went through the academy in the late 80s, John, we were taught that because back then I had a little baton, a pistol and handcuffs. That was all the equipment we had. And it was a very effective tool which protected not only ourselves from danger, but also the offenders from any other danger. Mm. But as a result of that being taken away now, it leaves police with an option for a baton, a taser, or a firearm. They bowed to all the minority groups and all the whingers out there, John, without having a look at the practical effect. And it is a great tool because you can actually get behind someone and you can actually control them with that restraint and do it safely, John. Yes, there are risks. There are risks with everything. But if you're going to go to a firearm, I know there will be a greater risk there, John, but that's what they're subjecting to our police to.
Yeah.
And I just think, senior police, stop bowing to the minority. Like the spit hoods with young people, we rarely use it. But for those who are spitting and carrying on in a disgusting, degrading way, we need to use these things. But no, we'll take it all away from police, and we'll go back to batons, tasers and firearms, or go back to closed hand tactics, and that's going to put everyone at risk, John. And our police are sick of it, John. We can't recruit police at the moment. They're battered and they're bruised.
Yeah.
But, you know, for our hierarchy, they were last on the beat probably 15 to 25 years ago. They're out of touch, John. Mm. And when they go out on patrol, it's a protected environment which they're in, John. And they're just not seeing it for how it is. They're not seeing it how the lone police officer, one or two up, is out and about in the streets or in the country doing their job. And also, John, their study was not based on any evidence. It was a knee-jerk reaction, which I believe they should have been a 12-month trial because we don't record when the lateravascular neck restraint is used. Mm. And it should have been dealt with, a proper longitudinal study should have been done to evaluate it accordingly. But no, just another knee-jerk reaction, and the troops just feel let down again, John.
Ian, this has been an excellent update. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Ian Leavers, President and Chief Executive of the Queensland Police Union.